It is the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. My stuff, all my social media. I think I still have a MySpace out there. Joe Pesh Radio. And Alex is Joe Alex Raps with a Z. Now, when you think of us, Alex, and anybody listening, doing community service or helping out, it's usually like court ordered. You know what I mean? Like we did something. You know, we were speeding on the highway. Whatever sure. happened. We got too crazy on Broad Ripple and apparently we had to be arrested for that. Whatever. Uh-huh. But no, not the case. This is actually something really cool. In studio this morning with us, I'd like to welcome Jenny and Patrick with Indie Duday. Good morning.
Good morning.
We also got Andrea Geiger. She's our local sales manager here at Radio 1 Indianapolis.
Hello.
What up, what up? By the way, what number can people call to talk business with you?
Oh, you can call me directly at 317-221-0964.
All right, make sure you get involved in advertising this fine radio program. So we got so many cool things that are going to be going on this Friday, and this all kind of started about, remember Tom?
Tom with
an
H.
Yep, had his little library, and, well, jerk destroyed it.
Yeah, he had a little free library in his yard.
I still understand why it got destroyed. Vandals ruined it, trashed everything. Well, it was so cool this past weekend, he actually rebuilt his, and I saw, too, we were reading that article in the Joe's Need to Know News. It's stronger than ever. That thing is not going anywhere. Now, Patrick, you're actually Tom's neighbor. Is that correct? Or you know him?
I know Todd. Yeah, or Tom. We were we're neighbors right now. Yeah, he actually built one in our neighborhood. I think it was a couple months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and my kids go to it all the time. It's actually right near the bus stop, so
that's great.
It's going to get a lot
of
traffic.
So it really makes a big impact in the community then.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people get to use it, kids and adults.
Anybody. Yeah, you just come in, you bring a book, and you use it. You got to replace one when you take one out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anything, it just it incites people to want to read, which is
great.
You know, really important, so...
Liv, we need to get you to read right now.
Yeah.
Liv said, what did you say? You're like, I don't read books.
I mean, just not currently, okay? I was in school for 16 years.
Okay. Well, something really cool that you guys were a part of this past weekend to kind of kick this off, because we were talking, Andrea, us, the Joe and Alex, and everybody, we were like, man, we need to do something about this. Because, Alex, you were like so heartbroken when that got destroyed. Like,
I actually started crying when I read the story. It just was so sad. He worked so hard on that, and it really just broke my heart that somebody would destroy something that was just to... something that was supposed to be there to do good in the community.
Yeah, so we got together and like, well, what can we do? And it's like, well, could we build him a new library? You know, so he could put it out there, because he just talked about how he didn't want to do it anymore, just because it's like, what's the point if it's going to get destroyed by these people when they're such a good thing? So we got together with Andrea and we decided, let's try to build something here. And we actually, thanks to the help too of the Rotary Indianapolis, this past weekend started, and we're going to do the final build on Friday. But what did you guys start building? 6 of these little free libraries?
Yeah, so we submitted for a grant through the Rotary Foundation, and they paid for the supplies so that we could all donate our time. And we actually built 6 houses on Saturday, bones of it.
That is awesome right there.
Or houses, little free libraries.
That's what I'm saying. Some people are like, well, did Alex and Joe? Well, no, don't worry. It's not going to get ruined right there. How was that process of everybody coming together? It sounds like a really fun time.
It was a really great time. Andrea put together a really great crew of volunteers, lots of Radio Now employees and Rotary Club of Indianapolis volunteers, and kids, by the way, lots of kids.
People brought their kids
to, you know, construct these houses. And so lots of learning happening on the spot.
A lot of problem solving.
And a lot of problem
solving. Shout out to Jeff Crane for the table saw.
Thank you.
That would have taken forever right there. I would have came with this like a little hand saw, like, this is going really, really well right here.
Table saw was really great.
So the reason we talk about all this leading up to everything now is going to be going on this Friday, a really cool event going to be happening. Radio Now, we'll be broadcasting live for Food Truck Friday, and we're going to kick it off with Indie Duday. We're going to kick it off and have like a little kind of a pep rally thing going. The mayor, isn't the mayor coming out for this too? Mayor Hawks, that's going to be out there. All your indie mascots are going to be out there too, having a lot of fun. Alex, did you say you're creeped out by mascots or no?
No, I like them.
Okay, that's what it is. You're kind of creepy about them. You creep them out when you run up to them.
Most likely.
So, but it's going to be a fun time. And now people can come out here too and volunteer, right? Or come out and check out the process from 11 to 2?
So from 11 to 2, we'll be on Georgia Street decorating, putting the final touches on the houses. Or on the free little libraries. I keep saying houses because they resemble small houses.
They look like library houses.
Right.
They look like a badass birdhouse, like if you're a millionaire bird. Like, you know, living on the good side of town.
But so... since this is the Indy Do Day prep rally kickoff yep. as well, we'll be kicking off our Indy Do Day project as a station.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be collecting books to fill these free little libraries. And then whatever the overflow is of the books, we'll donate to IPS for their book sale.
Which is awesome. Yeah. And you can never have enough books. Liv, do you hear me? You can never have enough books, Liv.
I know. I'm going to hit up a free little library now, okay?
We might have to make a library just for Liv right here. But I think this is so great. And so people can just bring down their books if they want to do that. And we're talking kids' books, adult books, just yeah. any kind of book.
Just, I wouldn't bring textbooks, you know, for those old college textbooks that you couldn't get money for. Nobody wants
we're
those.
We're not going to do an exchange thing right there on the
right,
spot.
No. So kids' books, adult books, any kind of book. And would be acceptable, and it kicks off Indy Do Day. And
I wanted to know more about that, because I've heard of Indy Do Day, but it's a really big thing going on, and people can get involved. Tell us more about it, though. Someone's like, "Well, what is Indy Do Day? I've heard of it, but I've never been part of it."
Yeah, well, it's a day of service, basically. It's we're inspiring the community to go out and volunteer and really impact, so they can work with nonprofits and kind of further the message that they have. And then also capture people who are already volunteering. So a lot of us don't know that there are people today, right now, volunteering and making an impact in our communities. And we just wanted to celebrate that on a day. So this year it'll be September 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Okay.
2 years ago, we had 16,000 people.
16,000. Wow.
Last year, we had 23,000.
So it's just getting bigger.
It's just getting huge.
Do you guys have a goal for this year? Like, what, 25
Absolutely.
At least?
We do.
Yeah.
30.
Awesome.
30K.
All right, you set the bar right there. We want 30,000 people to volunteer. And that's the one thing I've noticed. I never feel bad when I volunteer.
No.
Like, you never feel like, man, I can't believe I did that one thing where I helped out with something.
No, you always feel great. Exactly. And there's also, it's a million different types of things you can volunteer for, right? So there's, if you have a certain interest in certain types of activities, there's going to be something that you can help out with in whatever activity you're interested in, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. The first thing we suggest to people is to follow what they're interested in or passionate about. If they have a connection to, that's where you should kind of follow your path and volunteer with an organization that represents that.
What are some of the examples of organizations involved in Indy Do Day?
Gleaners, Keep Indianapolis Beautiful.
The parks are a big supporter of it.
And we got some awesome parks too.
Eli Lilly is a huge group.
I've heard of them before.
Small group there here in Indy.
Playworks Indiana, Indy Reads. Help me out. What's on the website right now?
What is the website though? So say if somebody's listening right now, like, man, I want to do this. Where do I go? How do they get involved?
So it's Indy, Do Day. .org. And when you go there, you click on the volunteer button, you can actually see all the organizations that have projects that anybody can sign up for right
Perfect.
Now.
That is awesome. Hey, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show and you never really volunteered or did anything before, please, I'm telling you, Alex would agree too. When you volunteer, it's one of the greatest feelings, and you're helping out your own community. And there's so many options too. There's bound to be something that you want to be a part of. And maybe that'll be something this Friday. You can come out there and help us kick it off. When we're going to be out there on Friday for a Food Truck Friday, right there, kicking it off. And it's going to be such an exciting event. I want to thank you so much to Jenny and Patrick, Andrea as well, everybody at Rotary for the grant, and everybody else volunteering and donating their time and helping us out so much with this great project. I'm so excited to see something started out with such a sad story of somebody vandalizing something that was important to a community, turning into something so great.
Absolutely.